What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia, he is on his way out.
That's what's surprising.
He's headed to Austin. We brought you the news on KRLD. Chief Garcia retiring from law enforcement and taking a civilian role in Austin. He's going to be the assistant to the new city manager down there, T.C. Broadnax, who was the city manager here. So Austin's, they poached us twice.
Yeah, what the heck? I think the first one we didn't really care about because he was on his, I mean, they didn't really get along with each other, but
and
Garcia, we do.
Now it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, now it's funny.
Dallas, the city, agreed to ensure that Garcia stayed among the state's highest paid police chiefs, gave him a $10,000 retention bonus every 6 months, but he's
kind of
leaving.
Kind of a cool deal.
Leaving,
I got something anyway. Similar here.
Yeah.
I'm doing well.
Jaime Castro is president of the Dallas Police Association, which represents the city's officers, the rank and file, and he joins us right now on KRLD to talk about this. So did this come as a surprise to you?
Yeah, it absolutely did. I think we're all still in that state of shock, trying to get a grip and true comprehension of exactly what happened. But regardless, it doesn't erase losing him, doesn't erase his endless list of accomplishments that he's been able to accomplish in the 3.5 years that he was here. It's just an amazing, amazing list of accomplishments.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that most people really do look back at the 3.5 years and say, man, this guy, from where we started to where we are now, he's done a tremendous job. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. What he's been able to do solidifies him as one of the best chiefs, if not the best chief, the Dallas Police Department has ever had. Not only as a chief, but he has solidified his legacy as well as a community leader. He was truly able to unite the police department to the community like no one else has.
He said that, you know, he'd been doing this for decades, and he's just kind of worn down by a little bit of burnout, perhaps. It was time to try something else. Does constantly having to deal with City Hall play into that at all?
I think it's a little bit of everything. It's just, you know, the life of a cop, you know, and make no mistake, Chief Garcia is a street cop wearing 4 stars. You know, he's out there, he's involved, he's the face of the department. You know, he has to at times play the political role at City Hall, and then he has to play the community leader and find a way to unite all these entities. And, you know, talking to the rank and file, that my message has been is all of us, every cop one day wakes up and says, I've done what I can. You know, I have nothing more to offer. And it's time to go.
You know, you talked about relationships. I know that your police association hasn't always been so friendly to other police chiefs in the past. You've had their disagreements. It seems like Garcia and you guys were really close throughout his tenure.
Absolutely. Like I said, he's been able to do things that no one else has been able to accomplish. Chief Garcia always had the doors open to the association, to the DPA. He was always willing to listen. You know, we always didn't agree, but the important thing is it's okay to disagree, but not to the point where you're removed from the table or the doors are shut. And that never, ever happened with Chief Garcia. We always had a working relationship with him, and it shows. You can see that the things that he was able to accomplish to buy into his crime plan, to be able to buy in and do it with the manpower that he has. It was almost an impossible task, but he got it done. So that speaks volumes in itself.
given his accomplishments and his popularity with you, with the rest of the DPA, as far as the next chief is concerned, should we, do you think, perhaps promote from within?
We have very, very good leaders within the department. He's leaving. You know, he always said, I want to groom the next leader, the next chief possibly, and have him be homegrown. And he's done a tremendous job in doing that. We have some qualified leaders that we believe are ready. We have sat down with city officials to let them know that we want to make sure that we are part of the discussion, that we are at the table and identifying the right candidate who's going to have similar attributes, the similar work ethic and the leadership that Chief Garcia exemplified, not only for the department, like I said, for the community.
Last thing I have for you is, a lot. I know of some officers, and they said the one thing that they always appreciated about Chief Garcia was they always felt he had their back. And that went a long way for the morale of the department. Talk about that, where he started 3.5 years ago, and talk about how the morale is now.
I've been here 26 and a half years, and I've never seen an improvement in our department the way that he was able to make. The morale was to have officers, first of all, come out and advocate to, we got to keep our chief in Dallas. Was that some, you know, it was shocking, you know, to say, hey, you got troops vouching for him. But it was no surprise. It speaks volumes to the person, the man, the leader that he is. He's going to be sorely missed, sorely, sorely missed. But like I said, he was able to take morale to a level that I haven't seen my entire career. And we have nothing but good to say about him. And we're so appreciative of what he's been able to leave, the legacy he's leaving behind. And we hope that, like I said, the next leader, we have full faith that we're going to be able to find someone who believes in that vision and keep the boat floating in the same direction.
Jaime, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. That is Jaime Castros, president of the Dallas Police Association, talking about the departure of Police Chief Eddie Garcia. You know, Austin just needs to knock it off.
Look, the chief, like I said, the chief one hurts. I don't know. I mean, Broadnax, I think that a few people in City Hall were like good riddance or whatever. But this one, that's why they gave him all that $10,000 every 6 months. They wanted him to stay.
He did not.
They got him under contract.
The crime numbers are down.
Yeah, about three. He could honestly make the claim, the safest big city in America. And you can make that claim here in Dallas.
Cowboys and Ravens this Sunday at AT&T Stadium. And after that dumpster fire of a game against the Saints, maybe it is a must-win for the Cowboys. We're going to bring in sports reporter Bonnie Jill Lapland right now. She has covered the Cowboys and the Longhorns, too. We'll get to them in a minute. As a matter of fact, she bleeds burnt orange, I'm told. And she's the afternoon host on our sister station, 98.7 The Spots, with us right now on KRLD. They say the mark of a good team is how well they respond when they get slapped around. So what are we expecting Sunday from the Cowboys?
Yeah, absolutely. You first have to look at the fact that every game is urgent. There's a sense of urgency in every game because of the NFL. And maybe there's more urgency on the Ravens side because they're coming into AT&T 0-3. And we're talking about a Ravens team that is a playoff team, two-time MVP and Lamar Jackson. And, you know, for the Cowboys, I would like to say that that's probably the worst game I've seen in the Dak Prescott era at home. You know, take away the Green Bay Packers playoff game in January. But this is a team that now needs to show that they have some young and inexperienced rookies at the O-line and so forth, but they really need to be able to bounce back. And is it the team that you want to play when you try to bounce back the Ravens? No. I mean, yes, you see that they haven't won a game, but yet this is a team that if you look at all the games that they've played, they've come really close. This is a defensive powerhouse, and if you look at their the linebackers up front and even their interior defense, we're going to have some problems. We're not going to be able to establish a run, which everyone's been wondering when the Cowboys are finally going to establish a run. This is not the team to do it to, so it's going to be a lot of play action. Hopefully we just open up that offense and get ahead, because we don't want to come from behind.
You know, you've been around at the Star. You've been around this team. Is there a sense of urgency with this week based off of how they played against the Saints?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, getting destroyed by the Saints of our home opener was not a good thing. And so there definitely is. This team, you look at the first week one with Cleveland Browns, and there was such a way of people thinking that this is the Cowboys team, but no, they were not tested. If you look at the Cleveland Browns, their O-line had gaps. Deshaun Watson's not the same quarterback. So I think the Saints really exposed them, and now it's trying to get back on track, and our defense really needs to play better, and, of course, our offense as well. So hopefully CD and Dak can be on the same page, because that's something that CD mentioned yesterday when we interviewed him, that he didn't feel like they're in sync and in rhythm, and that's partly because of himself holding out. So hopefully they get in sync. The O-line gets in sync. And like I said, Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe are rookies. And so they've got a big task at hand. But I think the Cowboys are going to have to really have to step up.
We'll switch over to UT for a minute. I mentioned this leading in here. Is it true you have a Bevo tattoo?
No, but I have a longhorn on my ranch. Does that count?
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Well, and actually, yeah, a live one that does beat a tattoo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arch Manning.
Is it named Bevo?
So Arch Manning gets the start against Louisiana Monroe. Do we really have a quarterback controversy here, or is this all just media-driven?
A lot of it's media-driven. I talked to Coach Sark, and this is a great position for the Longhorns to be in. But again, you know, besides being at the Big House in Michigan, the Longhorns really haven't been tested. And if you look at the media, they're like, okay, this is a AP number one school, but yet let's look at some of the opponents. And, you know, as a diehard Longhorn fan, you do have to wonder, you know, Oklahoma and Georgia, those are going to be the true tests. So right now, Arch Manning will, you know, take the start. Quinn's dealing with the abdomen and oblique injury, so we'll have to, that's going to be kind of game by game. I think Arch obviously has so much more upside. However, has he been tested to see, you know, what he can do against a powerhouse SEC school? So a lot will be, you know, in the coming weeks, we'll really see what this Texas Longhorn team really is about and what their identity is.
All right, you're a Longhorn fan, though, and I know a lot of Longhorn fans. And when they saw Arch Manning come in and five touchdowns, one of them a 67-yard run,
yep,
they were stoked. What are you feeling as a Longhorn fan and say, hey, maybe this guy is better than the hype?
Yeah, I love him. And, you know, obviously the great pedigree of the Manning family, but I think I really like off the field how the way he's handled this, because, you know, if you think about it, he could have gone to the transfer portal, and instead Peyton Manning said that this kid wanted to stay. He wants to play for Texas. So the way he's handled it has been such a class act. And I mean, what we're going to see from this kid is going to be amazing. And the fact that we have him here in Texas, you know, I couldn't be happier. But I do believe that he's probably a better quarterback than yours, but it's still very unproven because we got to see him be tested.
And I apologize, earlier I stepped on Austin. He was in the process of asking you if your live Longhorn that you actually own is named Bevo.
Yes, of course he is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. See, I was saying, if you have a Longhorn, you don't call it Bevo, then you're crazy.
But his name is Bevo King, because that's, I had to add something, and he's my little king. So. Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. A little personal touch.
I've ever known anyone who actually owns a Longhorn. Now we do.
A loving Longhorn. You gotta love that.
Bonnie Jill, thanks so much.
I own everything. I have horses, goats, pigs, you name it. So emus.
Hey, we're coming over to your ranch and to party it up one time.
It's great. Bonnie Jill Laughlin, the afternoon host, 98.7 The Spot, a little Cowboys and Longhorns insight.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Tex is on the stand, and everything is ready to go. I'm David Rankin with Kristen Diaz. We're live in the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas 24-hour news center. State Fair of Texas opens next week, but people already filled Fair Park for one reason.
They came to watch cranes hoist big techs into place.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, folks.
Kids were even practicing their greetings, with one saying he dresses up like big techs every year.
What's it like to see big techs up there?
It's good.
Some parents say they came with their folks as kids, so they like that the fair can span generations.
That's great. I love that. Yeah, I hope that that impacts them and they want to continue that too.
My son and my wife are huge fair people. We always used to come on opening day on Friday.
This has been a tradition so long. It needs to be my tradition now too.
2.3 million people came to the fair last year. The State Fair of Texas opens next Friday. At Fair Park, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Cowboys looking to bounce back from a dismal performance against the Saints and also against a desperate Ravens team. So what are the fans thinking? KURLD's Austin York tried to gauge their temperature.
Well, at least the ones I spoke to aren't too optimistic.
We have no run game. We're relying on Dak too much. And the defense, they're as soft as they were last year, in my opinion.
I'll put it this way. If I were to go to my job and do 80% of it and expect to have a job afterwards, I'd be fired. So, like, I mean, this is where we're at with the Cowboys, man.
There's no way. I feel like Lamar Jackson's going to kick their butt.
They're 0-2 now.
I know they are, but I think they have a stronger team overall. And then the Cowboys have not been performing very well.
And then there's this gal who I think was trying to get biblical with this reference.
You know what I love about Cowboys fans? You guys have faith of a mustard seed. It means y'all have this small little inkling of hope that they're going to win, and y'all always have faith in it, and they're not going to pull through. I'm not feeling it.
From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now hold on a second. Just hold on a second. This is the same Cowboys team that for the last 3 years has gone 12-5 in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And people are already giving up on this team?
It is our year. It's our year.
Well, let's not go that far. As we've been telling you, the police chief, Eddie Garcia, is resigning to take over a job in the city manager's office in Austin. So who takes over here?
They're big shoes to fill. The Dallas Police Association calls Eddie Garcia perhaps the best ever chief of police in Dallas. Association President Jaime Castro says Garcia's not leaving the pantry bare, though.
He always said, I want to groom the next leader, the next chief possibly, and have him be homegrown. And he's done a tremendous job in doing that.
Castro says he's already spoken to city leaders to make sure the association has a seat at the table in selecting a new chief, one he hopes will come from within the department.
Leader, we have full faith that we're going to be able to find someone who believes in that vision and keep the boat floating in the same direction.
From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a chiropractor in Denton is accused of assaulting his patients.
Denton police say they got a report last summer from a woman who said that chiropractor Hector Reyes had sexually assaulted her during an appointment. They got another report from a separate victim a few weeks later. Police turned over the results of their investigation to prosecutors, and now a grand jury has indicted Reyes on 5 counts of sexual assault related to those 2 incidents. Reyes was arrested at his office this week. Police are still investigating, and they are encouraging any other victims to come forward.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.